And this is what the message that he gave me. And do you believe it? I'll be done. First of all, though, you got to know, and I said I wasn't going there, but I just need to read that verse. Let me see where it is. Verse 25. Let me see, is that it? No, chapter 3, verse 25. Anyway, I got the wrong scripture down, but the one that says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Make sure you know God's voice now. Make sure you know God's voice. Without caller ID, when our son Tony called, used to call on the house phone, you know, back in the day, he sounded like my brother Jones, who lived in Florida. Until we start talking, I don't know which one it is. I didn't recognize their voices initially. But in a minute, I recognized that voice. So this is what God said. He said, make sure you know my voice. And this is our closing statement that the Lord gave us. He said, in the next few days, I'm going to speak phenomenal things to many of you. All I ask is that you believe my words. Know my voice. Do what I say. It will not, I repeat, it will not be ordinary. It will be out of this world, supernatural. Believe my words. Believe my words tonight. Walk in the light of the new day that's dawning. Believe my words. Father, we thank you that we have delivered the message that I believe you gave to us, and that our faith is increased and strengthened. We believe your word, that no plague will come near our dwelling, that we don't have to worry or fret because you told us to fret not. We don't have to be afraid because you said fear not. We don't have to worry about poverty and lack because you said it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. So we thank you now, Lord, your word won't fall on deaf ears. But we will meditate that word, we will study that word, and we will hear your voice and obey whatever it is that you say to us. In the miraculous, mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and give you praises. Amen.